most holy and all wise God, we come to you right now, Lord, just to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this celebration. We thank you, Lord, for these thy people. We honor you, Lord, with all that we have and all we have to give. And we just say thank you for this shepherd, for this day. Father God, bless your man servant. Use him as you see fit. And I pray that you get the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. And every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to speak. I give honor to the shepherd of this house.
Amen.
My father in the ministry. Reverend John W. Cade. Thank God for him. I was under his leadership for 14 and a half years. Told him I'd be right by his side until God moved me. And he found me to be a man of my word. We just thank you that God has blessed you with 21 years. Amen, amen. You did a great job of following Dr. Betts. Amen. He taught you well. Let us give him a hand praise this morning. Thanking God for him. I thank the pastor's aide and even the pastor for inviting me and asking me to come and minister a word this morning. I thank God for all of Files Chapel's members, all the auxiliary. I give God the praise for each and every one of you. May God continue to bless you. I pray for the visitors. I thank God for you. I thank God for seeing the new faces here in Files Chapel.
Amen.
Some of you, this is your first time seeing me, so I would like to ask my bride to stand, Miss Emma Jeter. Yeah. Those of you who had never seen us, we are Reverend and Mrs. Jeter. We've been together for 31 years.
Amen.
Thanking God for that. We actually got married in this church. So I have some roots here at Files Chapel. Amen, amen. I thank God for all the lovely faces. Let's give honor to this choir this morning. I tell you, Files Chapel really know how to put on a party. All week long, we've been partying with the pastor, giving Jesus praise and thanking God for the man of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be back home.
Yes.
I know people been asking me about Salem Baptist. I'm going to put it to rest. I'm just going to go where God placed me. It may not be there. It's going to be somewhere. But I'm just praying and asking God to open up that avenue. And he will. Thank God for these thy people. And thank my big sister, Minister Judy Richards, for introducing me. She did a wonderful job. Let us give the Lord a hand praise for her. Amen. Many of you I'll be seeing as I'll be going up and down number 8, driving that 18-wheeler. Amen. Miss Floyd, she don't ever look up. You know, sometimes I drive and turn so close to her, I just look right down at her. And she hadn't seen me yet. Bless you. Bless you. But there is a word from the Lord this morning. You heard it in your reading. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 7. But I'm going to pull up verse number 7. Verse number 7. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yeah.
Supporting scripture would be James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Second Corinthians 4 and 7 again. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I would like to speak on the thought this morning. I would like to use the theme. I would talk about a precious gift from God. A precious gift from God. As you just heard in the scripture reading, it's talking about seeing that we have this ministry. Ministry of preaching and teaching people. Of telling them about the goodness of the Lord. And we have received mercy. We faint not of giving the word to people. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. All of us have our own conscience. All of us have something that we're dealing with. And God only knows what you're dealing with. And God usually sends a message to the messenger to let us know that he knows what we're going through. He's ready to answer our prayer. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Those that are not searching. Those that are not looking for a way out. But I thank God for that vessel. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel be of Christ, who is the image of God and should shine upon them. The reason why they are blinded because they're not looking. They're not searching for a way. They're not knowing that God was the one that could answer their prayers. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. Don't listen to a man when he get up in a pulpit or a woman and talk about himself all the time. But you got to be able to understand and know that they're coming from God. They're coming from the word of the Lord. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness and has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus came. That's who should be preached and that's who should be taught. And let the people know that he's the one that can carry you through. The perfect gift of God. But we have this treasure. See, that's a treasure of knowing what God can do. And God has the word and he sent it down from heaven. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Earthen vessels. In the wilderness under the old covenant. God's presence dwelt in the tent. And today he dwells in the believer's heart. What is precious? Precious is highly esteemed for some spiritual, non-material, or moral quality of high price or of great value. The stress here is on the earthen. An earthenware jar is very brittle. It dismisses humanity in its weaknesses. The gospel is not a product of human genius or clever intellect. Humanity in its strength. Yet it resides in men of clay that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. How many know that Pastor Gade is being used by God? How many know that God has placed down in him the jewel, a gift that he has that no other person has just like him? The supremacy value. Valuable message of salvation in Jesus Christ has been entrusted by God to frail and fallible human beings. Paul's focus today, however, was not on the perishable container, but on his priceless content.
All right.
What's in a person? Not what they stand or talk about. I tell you, I can realize that Pastor K, people look at me like I'm nothing. Like I'm a nobody, but they don't know what's down on the inside. They don't understand that I am a perfect gift from God. Pastor K, they don't understand that God has given you a gift. And he has let you know he set you aside in order to be that precious gift that comes from God. Talking about God's power dwelling within us. Though we are weak, God uses us to spread his good news and gives us power to do his work. Knowing that the power is not of ours keeps us from pride and motivates us to keep daily contact with God, which is our power source. Our responsibility is to let people see God work through us. If you allow him to use you, he will work through you. Precious treasure. The divine light of the gospel. Though frail human beings are the vessels, but the treasure is the word of God. It's a precious gift. The person whom God has set before you as your angel of this house. Not one from heaven, which we will have to sit and wait on to come from there. But God has given one of our own flesh and blood, who's no different from any one of us. But God has filled him with his anointing to help to teach us on how God can help us to overcome obstacles, trials, and sicknesses that show up in our lives. Thank God for this precious gift of this angel of God, which is no other than Pastor John W. Cade, which is in us and for us, is in our earthen form. This let us know that God said they can't handle if I send an angel from heaven. But he said, I send my message down to one I have called that is made out of the dirt of the ground. And he said, I shall use him to the power and the glory of God. And it's nothing but a precious gift from our God from up above. I found out, my brothers and sisters, that God is the only one that can choose a precious gift from up above. I want somebody to know that God has called John Willie Cade. He's worked with him and set him in a place called Files Chapel Baptist Church. And I come to you today. You need to love your precious gift from God, because I found out you don't get too many precious gifts. You can get a gift, but God talking about one that is precious. What's so precious about this gift? Well, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It comes through the man or the woman of God, the father of lights, of whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. How many know that every good gift and every perfect gift is from him? I found out that people love to get a gift. They want to know what you got for me. They want to know what you're going to give me. But I come to you today to tell you at Foul Chapel that God has given you a perfect gift, and it's no other but a man of John W. Cade. I found out that God placed a gift in him that nobody else have. I thank God for this precious anointing over his life. He gives the light of reason. He gives also the light of learning. The light of divine revelation is more immediately from above, so that we have nothing good but what we can receive from God. And it's nothing but our regeneration. And all the holy, happy consequences of it must be ascribed to him and to him only. I thank God for the precious gift of the anointing. I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that he doesn't send an angel down from heaven. But I thank God that he
got somebody that's in the form of you and I. He got someone that go through the same thing that we go through. But I thank God that he got a special anointing, a special spirit about him. Give God glory. Give God praise. We ought to thank God for your angel of this house and all his prayers and visitations for you in your time of need. Is it anybody in the house ever needed Pastor K for something and he ever turned you down? But I found out, see, I was right there on the right-hand side of him for a very long time. He has the love for people, and he got the love for God. And I thank God that it's nothing precious about him, but it's about the love that he has for God and for God's people. I thank God for Pastor John W. Cade. There's nothing in him but the love of Jesus Christ. You got to have the love of God in order to put up with us folks. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. There is a precious gift, and every good and every perfect gift come from above. It's nothing that he made himself, but I found out a long time ago that God placed something in him that no other pastor, no other preacher, no other human being got but him. And he is a precious gift from God. I thank my God for this man right here. The enemy tried to stop him, tried to turn down, but I thank God. God sent the power, the anointing of God to strengthen this man. And you ought to thank God for what he's done. See, I can understand when I made up my mind to let God use me to be a gift to someone, the devil, he attacked my legs. He attacked my home. But I found out that I got a perfect gift, but it's not like John W. Cade. And you ought to thank God for the man of God who is the angel of this house. He don't have to go to heaven. He don't have to go to hell. But all he got to do is go down on his knees and say, Lord, help me with these people. And God, he won't send an angel, but he'll send his spirit. That's all it takes. God's attention for the perfect gift from God. He's sitting back, Fowles Chapel. Want to see how you're going to treat the man of God. Want to know if you're going to talk about him or whether you're going to lift him up. I found out a long time ago, if I pray for you, somebody's going to pray for me. This is a perfect gift from God. Ordained in his mother's womb. Had to go through hell and high water. But yet and still God had a crown of thorns on his head to let him know it's going to be all right. He has placed you in your presence. God's going to see how you're going to treat the gift. Sometimes people get gifts and say, that ain't what they want. They want to give it to somebody else. They don't want to take it. They'll pass it along. But I found out here at Files Chapel, y'all didn't pass him along. You kept him for yourself. And I can see there's some new faces in the house who stood up and gave the poem and telling you about a precious gift. He was able to bend, but he didn't break. God's precious gift. No other than my pastor, my friend, my father in the ministry. Let us stand up and give God the praise for the perfect gift of this house. Do we have any happy folks in the house today? Didn't I tell you, Files Chapel know how to put on a party? I thank God right now that he sent his angel to this house. When folks begin to think, when Reverend Dr. Betts went on, that Files Chapel wasn't going to make it. See, y'all don't understand, but God had me in the back watching. I didn't know why I was looking. I didn't know what was going on. But then one day, God began to move me up and set me up front, and then he moved me to the pulpit to let me know. So this day was ordained by God for me to come back and tell you that he is a perfect gift from God. And the treasure that he has is the word from God. Amen. I thank God right now for how he blessed and how he used me. He gets all the glory. I thank God for Files Chapel and his whole entirety. I have always told folks, Files Chapel made me who I am today. They didn't understand it. They didn't realize. But you see the effects today of the gift from God that he can use anybody. All you have to do is just be a willing vessel. And I thank God for my father. I don't have but one father in the ministry. But I talk about other men that led me and guided me. But this man right here, this is my father in the ministry. My father. And he even taught me how to dress. Amen.